What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast about Minecraft, specifically Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, such as 1.21, the Wolf Update. Or these are updates that we would like to see come to the game. So we like to talk about both of those things. If those are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. And if you are a returning listener, welcome back. I am so glad that you came back to listen to another episode and to kick another week off here on Dig Straight Down. Speaking of kicking things off, let's kick things off right now with the Q&A segment. The Q&A segment, that's the segment of the episode I like to start off with to turn the spotlight on you guys and to showcase your thoughts and your creativity and your insight on all things Minecraft. And so a few episodes ago, I asked you guys to give me some ideas for wolf armor enchantments. Now, wolf armor, as it's coming in 1.21, actually cannot be enchanted, unfortunately. That is something that I wanted to see come, and I think a lot of other people wanted to see happen for wolf armor. It does not look like we're going to get enchantable wolf armor, unfortunately. However, that doesn't stop us from coming up with some ideas here for wolf armor enchantments. Let's start here with James. James says, cozy hearth. When enchanted, wolf armor protects the wolf and nearby players from freezing damage. Well, that would be really, really great for traveling around in the mountains, I think. This person likes chickens forever says, pounce. It allows the dog to jump up to 3 blocks high to get out of sticky situations, such as when it is in 1 block tall lava and it can jump out, or it can dodge a potion. Now that is a cool idea. I never really think about the dogs not being able to jump in Minecraft, but that would be something that would be great for them to be able to do. It does annoy me in those times where it's like, this would be really easy for them to get out of, but for some reason, they're just not able to move in a certain way. So jumping would solve that. Also, I just think that them using their teleportation power that they actually have in the game to get themselves out of some dangerous situations would be quite appropriate, actually. Miles suggests Alpha Wolf. It would allow the wolf to lead around a pack. The pack would act like a cross between a combat unit and a llama caravan. That would be cool. Yeah, some sort of pack feature, some kind of pack mechanic in Minecraft. Maybe you could actually use a pack of wolves in a combat situation. I like that idea. Torben says, feral. After entering combat, the wolf enters a wild rage, performing dash attacks on enemies and critical damage. While enraged, the wolf will not follow or obey you. Feed it bones to end the effect. That's a cool idea for maybe a potion. I don't know about an enchantment, but definitely a potion that I could see that being really interesting. A banana says canine teeth gives your dog lore strength. Lore strength, that's an interesting idea. I've never heard of that before. Cosmos VVR says deflect 1 through 5 deflects all projectiles, and slash keeper 1 through 5 deflects swords, and it deals damage to the user or mob, and it has an animation for the swing back, but the two can't be put together. Interesting. So basically projectile protection and just general protection. Dino says retrieval. It would make the dog bring back mob loot to you. I think that would be cool just as a feature for wolves in general. If a wolf goes and attacks a mob and then kills it, it will just bring the drops to you. I think that would be make a whole lot of sense for a wolf to do that. Yeah, I like that idea a lot. Anselm says reflect. It would bounce arrows in the direction of a nearby hostile mob. I always accidentally shoot my wolves with arrows, and if they bounced off of them, it would be way better. Yeah, and I do think that it's going to be good the way wolf armor is going to behave in the game. It's basically protecting your wolf from all damage, like completely. Like your wolf is not going to take any combat damage as long as there is its wolf armor. So I don't think that your arrows are going to hurt it anymore. It's just going to be more about hurting your wolf's armor. So I don't think that's going to be as much of a problem, but I do think that, at least for the wolf armor's sake, something like this would be really good. Zachariah says, fur coat keeps wolves warm if it's under freezing effect, and also stare down. Monsters that are not undead would run away from your wolf if it is wearing armor with this intimidating aura. I like the stare down one. That's a fun idea. Basically, you just have a really intimidating wolf. And finally, Gabti says, the beware enchantment. When fighting at night during a full moon, a wolf is practically invincible towards hostile mobs, not toward players. It has potential for some pretty cool mob farming. Cool idea. Honestly, I wish that there was some sort of interaction between the cycles of the moon and the wolf mob. I know that in certain cycles of the moon, I think it's during the new moon when it's basically completely black in the sky, mob spawn rates increase. I'm not quite sure how that works. I do think that there is a correlation there. But I would like to see something between the wolf and the moon. That's kind of a missed opportunity there on the part of Mojang. Well, thank you guys for these ideas. A lot of great ones here. And if you would like your ideas to be read out on an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do that on the Discord. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment on Discord. Go check it out and leave your answers there, and I'll do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. And guys, the link to the Discord is in the description. It's also a great place to just go and chat with other people who listen to the podcast and who like to play Minecraft. Coming up with ideas for Minecraft, this just happening all the time over there on the Discord. But also things like the one block challenge. The Discord is really the place to be for that kind of thing, because people are discussing their ideas, trying to perfect their ideas, but also even collaborating on ideas for the one block challenge. The one block challenge is something that I do every week on this podcast. It is a challenge where I basically say, here is a theme, and you go and create an idea for a single block to introduce to Minecraft around that theme. And like I said, on the Discord, a lot of people like to collaborate on ideas and come up with ideas together and bounce ideas off of each other. And there's just a lot of great discussion around that. So if you'd like to be a part of that, I encourage you to go and join the Discord. And people would love to have more faces around there engaging in those kind of conversations. And speaking of the one block challenge, this week's theme is transforming. So if you need any refresher on what the challenge is and how it works, all the details are in the description below. I encourage you to look down there and check that out, because the deadline for sending me your idea for the one block challenge is Wednesday. And if you want to have a chance to win and be read out on Friday's episode, I encourage you to get your email or your message into me as soon as possible before Wednesday. So again, the theme is transforming, and I cannot wait to see your guys' creative ideas on these, because again, like, I like to talk about how creative you guys are. You guys really have a lot of great ideas, and I love to feature them on the podcast, and this is one of my favorite ways to do so. So really think about your idea for this challenge and send me your best one you can come up with. All right, with that all said, let's get into the main discussion of this episode, and this is a fun one. Now, 1.21, it still doesn't have a name, and I'm expecting we're going to see a name for 1.21 any day now, maybe even this week. But for now, I'm considering it the wolf update, because really, that's what it has been so far. The wolves have been probably the most improved feature in this update by far, and in ways that I think exceeded the expectations of a lot of people in the community. But let's get into the snapshot that we're talking about here. This snapshot came out last week. It is Minecraft Snapshot 24W10A. It says, today we are releasing the snapshot featuring new wolf variants, some new data pack features, and lots of bug fixes. Happy mining. And for the new features, it said it's added variants of wolves. Now, I would have been happy with just a couple of variants. They gave us 8. 8 variants of wolves. And guys, I think this is just a fantastic thing Mojang has done. Probably one of the best things Mojang has added to the game in a little while. Definitely as far as improving old features goes. So new wolf variants. It says the variant is determined by the biome they spawn in. I'm going to go down the list of the different variants and where they spawn. So the pale wolf, the familiar wolf variant that now spawns in the taiga biome with a default pack size of 4. So the wolf variant that we all know and love, the original wolf that was added to the game that we still have as the only wolf variant, now it's called the pale wolf. They are keeping it in the game, and it spawns the taiga biome with a default size pack of 4. Next, we have the woods wolf. This is a variant that spawns in the forest biome. This will be the dominant wolf variant that you will be able to find in the overworld, since the forest biome is very common. So that's something to remember, that you're probably going to see the woods wolf much more common than all the other ones, just because of how common the forest biome is. This is going to be the face of wolves in Minecraft from now on, maybe especially when new players come to the game and the pale wolf ceases to be the thing that people think about when they think about wolves. Then we have my favorite one, the ashen wolf. This is a variant that spawns in the snowy taiga biome. Essentially, it looks like a husky, and I just love it so much. This is the one that I'm going to go after. Then you have the black wolf, which is my second favorite. The black wolf is a variant that spawns in the old growth pine taiga biome in smaller packs of 2 to 4, and it is what it sounds like, just a solid black wolf. Then you have the chestnut wolf. This is a variant that spawns in the old growth spruce taiga biome in smaller packs of 2 to 4. This is sort of a grayish brown wolf. Very nice looking. All of these are nice looking. Then we have the rusty wolf. This is a variant that spawns in a new location for wolves, the sparse jungle biome, which is a really cool biome in Minecraft, by the way, in smaller packs of 2 to 4. This is kind of a reddish brown color. Very cool looking. Next, we have the spotted wolf. This is a variant that spawns in a new location for wolves, the savanna plateau biome, in larger packs of 4 to 8. You have the striped wolf. This is a variant that spawns in a new location for wolves, the wooded badlands biome, in larger packs of 4 to 8. Then we have the snowy wolf. This is a variant that spawns in the grove biome. This is a rare type that always walks alone, so it's a pack of 1. Very, very great here. This is a long-awaited feature. We have been asking, or people have been asking, for variants of wolves, or at least for like different kinds of dog breeds in Minecraft for a very long time, and we have finally got that. We've had cat variants, we've had parrot variants, now we finally have dog or wolf variants, rounding out the pets in Minecraft and how many types there are. So I feel like this is now very, very well fleshed out and balanced. A couple of things. We do technically in these new wolf variants, there are a lot of dog breeds represented. Like I said, the husky, the ashen wolf looks like the husky, and you could even say that the black wolf could remind you of a black Labrador. Like, there's a lot of different types of dog breeds going on, but there are 2 of these variants that are very interesting: the spotted wolf and the striped wolf. And I like how Mojang really, they did something really creative here, because the spotted wolf looks like an African wild dog, and the striped wolf looks like a hyena. So these 2 things that are not technically wolves have been kind of added to Minecraft in the wolf family, which is amazing. And I love that the biomes that they spawn in as well, since the spotted wolf spawns in the savanna, which is a very African biome, and the striped wolf spawns in a badlands, also kind of African as well, but you could even say this is an Australian biome, or even a West American United States biome. Looks like a hyena. So some very interesting species being added to Minecraft, even though they are technically just wolves and they don't act any different, they certainly look a lot different. So I applaud the Mojang team on that creativity there. That's really, really awesome that they basically added wild dogs and hyenas into the game. This is a rare instance, in my opinion, when a feature that many of the community did not believe would be a good feature, it's actually turning out to be great and really a crowd pleaser. Especially after this snapshot, any wolf naysayers that were out there, most of them have come around and said, okay, now we see that the wolf, the focus on the wolves in this update is actually really, really good. Which has brought up an interesting question that I've seen a lot of people asking. Would this have come to the game even if the armadillo hadn't won? There's a lot of people with a lot of opinions out there. I will say this. I do think that it would have eventually come to the game. Honestly, I feel like the armadillo would have eventually come to the game too. But I feel like it would have been a little while longer wait for these things. The armadillo really gave Mojang the opportunity to introduce these features to the game in this timely manner, whereas if the crab had one or the penguin had one, we would have not seen wolf armor being added or wolf variants being added. I feel like we would have had to wait a few more updates for those things to have happened. They would have happened eventually. I feel like Mojang has had this on the back burner for a long time, but because of the mob vote results, they just had the excuse and the reason to bring them out and feature them quite highly. So I do think it would have been added even if the armadillo hadn't won, but it would have been a little while longer of a wait. Now, I've seen this kind of thing requested for cows and pigs. So a lot of people are like, look, there's so many different animals in Minecraft that have a lot of different variants. Even sheep come in different colors. People are wanting this for cows and pigs, especially in the form of the muddy pig, which I would like to see, honestly. Now, would I like to see different varieties of cows in the game? Sure. I don't think that that's very important to me as a player. I feel like cows just being the way that they are right now would be fine. If they wanted to add different variants that spawn in different biomes, maybe some that drop more beef, maybe some that give, you know, I don't know, giving more milk because they always give a bucket of milk, but maybe some that have other features to them, I think that would be fine. Keep in mind as well, we also have the mushroom, which is kind of a cow variant. So we kind of already have cow variants in there, but a lot of people want to see this happen. They want to see different breeds of cows represented in the game, and I think that would be fine. It's just not very, very important to me. Now, while this is great for the wolves, and I'm very happy with it, I still think that wolf AI needs to be updated. Wolf AI has long been one of the main issues with wolves. They are just... they don't do what you want them to do half the time. And I talked about that in last Wednesday's episode, talking about commands that you could give to your pets. But again, I do think that this needs to be revisited by Mojang. But overall, I'm very happy with wolves in this update. I think they're a great feature to be focusing on in this update. And I'm just glad that they're getting the love and attention that they deserve. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to send them to me at digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.